Picture it, Torrington, Connecticut, 1979. Every single one of my friends had the exact same kitchen, same fridge, same toaster oven, same Mr. Coffee coffee maker. Fast forward to 2024. Everyone's home's different now. Everyone's kitchen's different. Our homes, though, all share one thing, an internet dead spot. Except at the Arum household, I have wall-to-wall Wi-Fi only from Xfinity. You got to check it out, friends. Wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. Get all the details online and the benefits at Xfinity.com. Hey, folks, it's Mark Arum. I hope you're enjoying the Mark Arum Show podcast. A reminder, you can hear this very radio show live Monday through Friday. We're live 6 to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday on 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's News and Talk. Welcome to the Planes, Trains, and Automobiles edition of Atlanta's Evening News with Chris Chandler, Mark Arum, and the Bananas. We are merely, Chris Chandler, you and I, that's the proper English, vehicles to get to Doug Turnbull and the traffic team every 6 minutes.
That's about it.
We're here for, is to toss to Doug and the traffic team every 6 minutes, because this is one of them rush hours, even during a pandemic. It is nasty out there, but we warned you this morning, so you should be prepared. You'll be prepared if you download the WSB Triple Team Traffic Alerts app and if you keep it tuned right here for the next 2 hours. So this is an emergency edition of the Mark Arum Show. We knew we'd be on for 30 minutes, but we didn't know we'd be on for two full hours because Longoria, the Rona, canceled the Georgia basketball game.
Yeah, I heard that.
We were supposed to.
I didn't believe the news when they told me. I was like, whatever. Y'all are lying. Yeah, you're just trying to get Arum to come in.
Yeah, you know, no. Oh, they got Arum to come
show.
In. They got Arum.
They got me to come in.
They got Chuck to come in, which is a bigger deal.
Yeah. I was surprised about that too.
He's like, hey, what are you doing here?
Yeah. Longoria's
like, this weekend.
I'm gonna have to screen the calls too. Yeah. I'm like, what? The Chuck's coming. He goes, really? I said, yeah.
Chuck's very surprised.
So we're good. Listen, we're here for 2 hours. I only want to entertain you and toss the traffic. That's all we're going to do. That's it.
Heavy lifting.
Yeah, there's going to be no heavy lifting. Luckily, we played the Mark Arum Show shell game, and we're going to be able to do all the cool Mark Arum Show things on short notice. So, like, Sanjay, I texted him, we need a Thanksgiving edition. Would you rather? He's like, I'm on it, man. Johnny Kielbasa, I need a Thanksgiving fast food. I'm on it, man. Nice. Randy, I'm like, Randy, we need a Millennium Mash game. I'm on it. So we're going to do all the fun stuff. And we've got Beverly D'Angelo, a.k.a.
Yes.
Ellen Griswold from Vacation. I recorded an interview with her this morning, and we'll play it later on. I don't know how the show's going to slot.
what did you say?
I also don't know how she was sounding. Last time I heard her in an interview, I was...
She was... well, I'm going to say this. She mentions in the interview, I guess she's in L.A., so yeah. I taped it this morning at 10 a.m., so it'll be 7 a.m. L.A. time, and she mentioned she just woke up.
Okay.
So she was, imagine if you just woke up, sound. She was delightful, though.
Okay, good.
Absolutely delightful. All right, so this is what we're going to do. Let's do Would You Rather first, and then we'll see how things go.
Oh, okay.
All right, so.
Is he connected?
I don't know. Sanjay, number three, he says. I don't know what that means, Longoria. All right, so in the meantime. In the meantime, before we get ready for Would You Rather, let me just go to Doug Turnbull. This is not a real full traffic report, Doug, if you're listening. But I literally just got in here and I looked at the Triple Team Traffic Alerts app and it's really red. When did the bumper-to-bumper delay start and how long do you think they'll be with us today?
Yeah, that's a good question, Mark. It's going to get prolonged by the rain because earlier today we saw a couple of big wrecks around the lunchtime hour. But it was dry out and the volume was overall kind of light. But now rush hour started early around 1 o'clock, and now the rain's rolling in. It's just kind of spread it out. And usually these kind of holiday ones, Mark, as you know, they end kind of early. But I don't think that's going to be the case tonight.
All right, Doug. It's nasty out there. It's grizzled. Not Zach Grizzle, but it's grizzly out there. We're going to check traffic in just a couple of minutes, but let's start off this surprise edition of the Mark Arum Show with.
It's time for Would You Rather with Little Sanjay.
He is the guru, the soothsayer, the truth seeker, the asker of unanswerable questions. He literally joins us at the drop of a hat. He is that kind of a fella. He's Little Sanjay and Would You Rather. How you doing, Sanjay?
I'm doing well, man. Just thinking about what I'm going to be eating over the next couple of days.
You are. So are you going to do an Indian-themed Thanksgiving dinner?
You know what? It's funny you asked that. Yes, Thursday is going to be all Indian food.
Really?
And then yes, and then we're just going to sleep.
in honor of me, you're just going to nap.
Yeah. All right. Exactly.
So obviously, yeah. Thanksgiving is not a thing in India, but your parents emigrated here to these United States, and they fully embrace Thanksgiving now.
Oh, absolutely. And we always do Thanksgiving with traditional food, but you know. I got married in December. She's white. She needs some Indian food.
There you go. All right. So, good stuff. Veronica Waters is going to join us in just a second, Sanjay, but we'll start without her. What is the first question of this Thanksgiving edition of Would You Rather?
All right. Would you rather have to eat turkey for breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a week after Thanksgiving, or have to wear a pilgrim costume to work for a week after Thanksgiving?
That's a good one. Is it a good pilgrim costume, or is it like one that your son made out of construction
paper? It's something you bought off of Amazon. Yeah, it's not good.
I'll eat turkey three meals a day for a week because you can get creative. You can make longoria, turkey enchiladas.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Turkey and venison stew, sure. Chuck. A turkey omelet, turkey and cheese omelet. So I'm going to eat turkey three meals a day for a week. Low-T Chuck. What are you going to do? Dress like a pilgrim for a week or eat turkey 3 days?
Give me that meat.
Give me the
I don't want to wear that getup.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah,
Longoria?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the meat, yeah.
All right.
I don't want to look. I mean, that would be funny, me looking like a pilgrim.
That would be phenomenally funny. Veronica Waters just walked in, Sanjay. Ask her the question again so she gets the
full. All right, Veronica, would you rather have to eat turkey for breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a week after Thanksgiving or have to wear a pilgrim costume to work for a week after Thanksgiving?
Well, that's kind of easy. I love to eat.
you look really cute in a pilgrim's costume, though. Like,
oh, you think so?
Like a sexy Halloween one?
I think it would be fun. Okay, I can like shower and wash the costume, though, right? So
Of course.
Yeah.
For the purpose of this exercise, you get a brand new costume every day.
Oh, yeah. I do the costume.
All right, yeah. We all applaud that. All right. Yeah. Would you rather continues on the Mark Arum Show. Next question, Sanjay.
All right, number two. This one's fun. Would you rather wash your hair with mashed potatoes or have to take a bath in gravy?
Oh, I think the gravy bath would be sensual. No? It depends on what kind of gravy.
It's going to get in places hard to get out, man.
We're talking about turkey gravy? Are we talking about the gravy on
giblet
a fry?
Gravy?
Yeah. Like,
we're not talking about Bojangles biscuits and gravy. Yeah. We're talking about like,
turkey,
you know,
Thanksgiving
standard
gravy.
Sausage yes, gravy?
You got it.
Yeah. No, I'm going to.
Not sausage.
Washing my hair with mashed potatoes is counter. You're not washing it. So that'd be weird. I'll do the gravy bath.
I would love a lovely, silky, warm gravy bath.
All right. Did you know Sanjay's name is Silky, by the way? His nickname?
Yeah. There's a reason.
He wants a silky bath.
Sorry, Mrs. Silky. That was no disrespect intended.
Chuck, you taking a gravy bath or are you washing your hair with mashed taters?
I'm washing my hair with mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
I got short hair and stuff will just fly. Like, there's no way I'm toweling off gravy and then able to go about my day.
Here's how it works. This is how I envision it, Sanjay. All right, so just say you've got a normal size bathtub.
Right.
You fill it up with the gravy.
Yeah.
And when you're done with the bath, you open the drain, the gravy, and then you just stand up and shower off.
Of course.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't drain, but yes.
So wait, I get the shower after this thing?
Yeah, after the gravy bath.
Man.
Yeah.
Oh, well then, yeah, give me the gravy bath.
You said mashed potatoes.
But nobody changed.
You want to be like that chick on There's Something About Mary with this.
But I didn't understand the rules. I didn't realize that I couldn't shower. I didn't realize I could shower afterwards.
No,
oh, well then,
forget that.
I'd rather
shower the gravy.
Lounge in gravy.
Yeah, I think I'm going to just sit in a tub full of gravy.
So this is, I could picture Longoria sitting in a tub full of gravy. Yeah.
With a spoon?
No, a bag of Wonder Bread next to the bathtub and just dipping the bread.
Dip it in.
Or Alex Williams' wife, just dipping tater tots.
Dipping tater tots.
You can take Low-T's shampoo, put it next to the
tub. Exactly. Scoops Chuck's head with mashed potatoes in it. That was a great question, Sanjay.
You guys are really getting after it. All right.
All right, next question.
Number three, would you rather have to eat only cranberry sauce for a day or have to only eat gravy for a day?
Gravy. I don't think I could eat cranberry sauce. I think it's kind of like that licorice story we did where you can die from eating too much licorice. I think you can die from eating too many cranberries. So I'm going to eat the gravy.
I didn't think about that. What about the sodium content of the gravy?
That, does it look like I care about sodium content at this point?
You make a very good point.
Yes. Salt, I mean, lake. the healthier answer is the cranberries, obviously. Is it sauce? Cranberry sauce?
It's
yeah,
sauce.
Is it like out of a can? Is it like homemade with the cranberries? Or is it like in the can, sliceable?
We're going to say it's somewhere in the middle. It's a mix. It's got fresh fruit in it, but part of it's from the can.
Yeah, it's a like an ambrosia menagerie of cranberry sauce.
I'm going cranberry.
Cranberry sauce, Chuck?
I can't stand cranberries.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
gravy.
No, give me the gravy.
Longo?
Yeah. I like both. But to me, gravy would go down a lot easier, I guess.
All right.
Just slurping gravy all day.
Yeah, all day.
Yeah.
In the tub.
Same gravy from the bathtub.
Yeah. Like I can just get a straw.
Next question, Sanjay.
All right. Would you rather get to lead the Thanksgiving Day parade in Atlanta or get to eat Thanksgiving dinner in the White House with the president?
Current president?
Current president.
That'd be a blast.
Is there a Thanksgiving Day parade in Atlanta?
Or let's just say the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade.
I'm going to hope that President Trump doesn't do what he did with the college football team and just orders fast food. Like, I hope he legitimately has a Thanksgiving dinner. I'm going to go Thanksgiving dinner at the White House because parades means I've got to walk. You got to be there at like 4 a.m. for the parade. Yeah, give me the Thanksgiving dinner with the president.
I am definitely going with the parade.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. I would love that. I want to do it right now.
You want to be on the Snoopy balloon? Snoopy float?
On the balloon?
The float.
Yeah. I thought I'm leading the parade.
Oh, she's I'm like the first. The Grand Marshal?
Yes. Yeah, Grand Marshal.
Give me parade. Give me parade all day, every day. You know, my sorority was walking on our 100th anniversary, our centennial. We had a whole, and I didn't do it, and I regretted it ever since. We were the first ones ever to do it. Well, I missed it. This is going to be my chance to make it up.
Chuck?
I am not Mr. Pitt. I don't want anything to do with the parade. I think I would have a better time, regardless of who's in
the
office.
You can get a story out of the...
I just feel like it would be a better
story. Right, like if it's literally
right
dinner tomorrow, that would be a huge scoop.
Yeah. Because I feel like he would tell you things you probably shouldn't now.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like I could get more out of that.
I just got a... can we get the breaking news sounder, Longoria? Chris Chandler might have had this on, Veronica. I'm not sure if this is I'm late to the party on this. Speaking of the president... got a push alert from our partners at Channel 2 Action News. President Trump has pardoned former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. So Mike Flynn has been pardoned. Developments with that on Chris Chandler coming up in just 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. Longoria, final answer?
Oh, I already forgot the question. What was the question?
Dinner? Dinner or parade?
Dinner at the Thanksgiving dinner at the president. I'm not walking. That's too much.
Yeah, it is too much.
Even as much as I hate him, like I'll just look at his wife or something.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, you play PlayStation with Baron.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a plan.
Sanjay, by the way, thank you. I mean, literally 10 minutes before the show, I texted him and he got this ready. Truly, a lot of gravy-centered questions. That's okay. He was an amazing job to jump in. Happy Thanksgiving. Sanjay is the official accountant of the Mark Arum Show. You can find him on Facebook, Brass Tax Accounting, or online, brass.tax. Happy Thanksgiving to the Sanjay family, buddy.
My man.
All right, we'll be right back. It's the Planes, Trains, and Automobile edition of Atlanta's Evening News. Mark Arum in for Eric Erickson, 404-872-0750. Back after this. You heard it, fellas and ladies and gents and kids and whoever's listening right now. As you head to Grandma's house, traffic is nasty out there. We knew it. We predicted it. It's the Wednesday Eve before Thanksgiving, so traffic is bare. Mark Arum, the Banana, is going to lighten your load a little bit with the help of Atlanta. No. The nation's best traffic team with updates every 6 minutes. Wolf joins us in Noonan. Wolfie, welcome to the show. What's up, buddy?
Well, I just want to say, I told the guy, the caller, you guys are like the Swiss Army knife of WSB.
What a compliment. That's fantastic. Thank you, buddy.
Mark, you are like the knife that cuts through everything and cuts through the chase.
The Ginzu
Langoria,
knife.
And I said Longoria is like the saw blade that cuts through the tree limbs.
I like it.
And the lady, I can't remember her name right now,
Deborah.
She's the corkscrew that opens up the wine.
What is that? Is Chuck the toothpick? Is he the toothpick?
He never got to me. He just forgot.
Chuck is the toothpick of the...
Nope.
All right. Wolfie,
he tried.
I appreciate that's the greatest compliment you can ever pay. Chuck's the... If we were Swiss Army
tweezers.
I give me the tweezers.
I'd rather be the toothpick.
The little scissors.
The little scissors. All right, we got a big show on this Planes, Trains, and Automobiles edition of Atlanta's Evening News. Beverly D'Angelo, Ellen Griswold is going to join us, plus Johnny Kilbasa with a fast food review. Coming up next, though, after news, weather, and traffic, we're going to play a special pre-Thanksgiving edition of Millennial Match Game on Twitter and Instagram at Mark Arum, MarkArum. Back after this.
This is Robert Wagner, and you're listening to that famous anti-dentite, Mark Arum.
Bum, 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 bum. Hey, I'm dancing in the studio. You are probably not dancing in your car because traffic is awful as expected. It's the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Hey, welcome to the show, Mark Arum, for Eric Erickson, the Planes, Trains, and Automobiles edition of Atlanta's Evening News. We got you covered with traffic updates every 6 minutes. We're going to have a fun show. Johnny Kilbasa is going to join us in an hour of the Fast Food Review. Plus, Beverly D'Angelo, a.k.a. Ellen Griswold, is going to join us in a little bit to talk about one of my favorite Christmas movies of all time, Christmas Vacation. But because it's a special day, we're doing a little bonus edition of what there, Longoria?
Let's play Millennial Match Game.
Joining us live in studio, the queen of Millennial Match Game, our favorite person of all time. It is Randy O. Randy, how are you, dear?
I'm feeling good. You know I'm always feeling good when I'm in your face, Mark.
Happy early Thanksgiving. What do you have plans for Thanksgiving? What are you doing?
No, I'm just going to go hang out with my best friend and see my boyfriend's mom. That's it.
All right. Your folks are in Texas.
So I'm going to stay home this time. I'll go home for Christmas.
Now, I know you've been known to cook up some stuff.
Yes.
Are you making any Thanksgiving?
Mark, I ain't cooking nothing.
Okay, good. Me neither. Neither am I. So Randy is on the Power Pod broadcast. Her podcast is Black, Educated, and Broke. And of course, most famously, she is the queen of Millennial Match Game. Let's play Millennial Match Game, brought to you as always by Rocco's European Garage. Think about the category for a second, Randy.
Okay.
TV bosses. Think about that. Let's meet our contestants on the phone. Kevin is going to play in Norcross. Kevin, welcome to the show. Tell the folks at home a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm Kevin and I live in Norcross.
Fantastic. Married, kids, anything like that?
Yep, married, got 3 kids, one's grown. I got an 8-year-old and a 14-year-old at home.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right, playing for the kids. Any big Thanksgiving plans, Kev? What are you guys doing?
Nope, we're actually keeping it pretty small this year, and we're just going to do something just amongst the immediate.
I like it. That immediate pod, that's the safe way to do it. All right, Kev, thanks for playing. You're going to take on Chris and Marietta. Chris, welcome to the show. Tell the folks at home a little bit about yourself, buddy.
Hey, thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving to you. My name is Chris. I live up in Kennesaw. I'm up in Marietta this afternoon, and I'm 45 and got 2 kids. My son and I normally listen to you on the way to his scout troop on Monday night here at the Millennial Match Game. He's 9 years old. He loves to play along with you.
Oh, that's awesome. Very cool. Dude, what troop is he in? You want to shout out the troop?
He's with the Trail Life Troop 412. He's up in the Woodstock area.
That was going to be my guess. You took the words right out of my mouth, Chris. All right, so it's TV bosses. So here's how this game's going to work. I'm going to name a TV boss, guys. You don't need to guess what show it's from. You just have to guess whether or not Millennial Randy will know what show it's from. Here's an example. This one doesn't count. Randy, this boss was named Tony Soprano. Tony Soprano. What TV show had a boss named Tony Soprano?
Well, it got to be The Sopranos.
Absolutely. It has to be. Yeah, absolutely. Good job. Have you ever seen The Sopranos, Randy?
I think maybe like 1 or 2 episodes.
Oh, you got to binge it.
I made
Maya binge it, and she loved it. She didn't think she would, but she loved it. All right, so it's a simple game, guys. Again, you don't need to know the answer. You just got to guess whether or not Randy will know. All right, Kevin, you're up first. This boss's name is Montgomery Burns. Montgomery Burns. Will Millennial Randy know what TV show had a boss named Montgomery Burns?
Yes, I think she will.
All right. Montgomery Burns.
Montgomery. So that's clearly an older name.
He was very old.
He was an old man.
You would not want him to be your boss,
right? So he was mean. Like, this is like a 70s show, an 80s show.
It's a show that is still on the air to this day.
New episodes?
It is an excellent show.
Oh, is that a clue? Yes. Mr. The Simpsons.
I got you.
Good job, Mark. That helped me.
Smithers. So Kevin gets the point there. Millennial Bash Game brought to you by Rocco's European Garage. I don't know if I've seen a new episode of The Simpsons in maybe 10 years. Like,
really? I just saw one last Sunday.
The reruns. I used to watch it. I don't think I've seen a new one. All right, anyway, Chris, you're up. Millennial Mash Game, TV bosses. Will Millennial Randy know a TV show had a boss named Jack Donaghy? Jack Donaghy.
Wow. I'm going to say no.
I think so. No, I would not have known this either, but maybe Randy will surprise us. Jack Donaghy. I'll give you a hint. He was a network executive boss.
Okay, well, let me think, because, you know, the caller, he's like, oh, well, so it's got to be a long time ago. Jack Donaghy.
Yeah, Donaghy.
Donaghy.
Yeah.
Dallas?
What? 30 Rock.
Oh, that's old. That's 90s, actually,
yeah,
ain't it?
I think. I don't know. I've never seen it.
That's old.
But I think that wasn't Alec Baldwin? Was he that character? I don't know. I never watched that show, but.
Really? It was a good show. I
don't doubt it. Come on, Longoria. I've worked four jobs. All right. We are tied up 1-1 on Millennial Match Game, the TV Boss Edition of Millennial Match Game. Round 2 of Millennial Match Game brought to you, as always, by Rocco's European Garage. Deborah is in the studio down the hall, so Chuck is keeping score. Chuck, what is the score and who's up, buddy?
1-1, Kevin's up.
Kevin, here we go, Millennial Match Game. This TV boss was named Walter Skinner. Walter Skinner. Will Millennial Randy know what TV show had a boss named Walter Skinner?
No.
I'm with you. Not a chance in heck.
Skinner. Mary Tyler Moore.
All right, that was a hell of a guess. Yeah, well, that was a great guess. X-Files.
Me and my papa watched that all the time before we went to Red Lobster.
Would you have gotten it, though?
No.
No, all right.
I would have got Scully.
She was not a boss, though.
I know.
So you and Pop-Pop went to Red Lobster?
Me and Pop-Pop, yeah. We would go to Red Lobster's every Friday after we watch FBI Files.
Is that at night or?
It was at nighttime, yeah.
All right. What did he usually get at Red Lobster?
I don't remember. I just remember I can get what I wanted, was the crab legs.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Pop-Pop loved you.
I was a good kid.
Getting those crab legs. All right, you get the point, Kev. Chris, here we go. This boss's name was J.R. Ewing. J.R. Ewing. Will Randy from Texas know what show had a boss named J.R. Ewing?
I think she's going to come through for me, so I'm going to say yes.
I hope so as well. She might lose her Texas card. J.R. Ewing was the boss on what show, Randy?
The wonderful state in Texas that I am from, Dallas. City.
Yeah, city.
Was it a state?
That was such a big show back in the day. I wasn't old enough to watch it, though. Like, it was kind of like too much of an adult-y drama. Not that I had any desire to watch it, but I remember being a huge deal. Back in the day, Deb, I call you, Randy, we only had 3 channels.
Oh, that's depressing.
Yeah, it was very depressing. It was depression-era living here. All right, you get the point, Chris. Here we go, Kevin. Millennial Match Game on the Mark Arum Show. This boss is named Ron Swanson. Ron Swanson. Will Millennial Randy know a TV show featured a boss named Ron Swanson?
I'm going to go with no.
It's a newer show.
I know I know it. Mr. Swanson. Like, I just cannot think of it. But he was a white male.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember. That's all I got.
What's it? I wish there were any TV shows that had white males as bosses. There just has been no white male. Let's see. The title of this show is Blank and Blank.
Dumb and Dumber, I mean.
That's a good go. Parks and Recreation.
Yes, I've watched that.
Yeah, I'm supposed to watch that. I've never seen a single
good.
Episode.
No, it's good.
People say, have you guys watched that, Parks and Recreation?
Oh, that was a good show.
Yeah,
that's
like good.
It. Wasn't Aziz Ansari on there?
Yes.
Yeah, all right, I need it. Ron Swanson was the boss there. All right, so who got that point? I'm so sorry. That was Kevin, right? And Chris is up? Kevin. All right, Chris, here's a good one, Chris. The name of this boss was Sam Malone. Sam Mayday Malone. Will Randy the Millennial know what TV show had a boss named Sam Malone?
Wow, some of these are hard. I'm going to say no.
This is too old. I think that, I mean, this is one of the most famous shows of all time.
See, when I think of Sam, his real name is Sam. He's on Law and Order. But, you know, Malone, it's a cop. They got to be a cop something.
What kind of cop, though? Sam Mayday Malone.
Mayday. Is that an air? He's an air cop?
He's an air cop.
Is that a thing?
Airwolf. Say Airwolf.
Airwolf. Sometimes you wanna go taxi. Yeah. No, Mary Tyler Moore. What is it?
Keep guessing.
Keep going. Keep going.
Oh, that is Mary Tyler Moore.
No. Hold on.
They're driving. The taxi is driving. You see them in it. Sometimes you wanna go. Who don't know your name? Oh, Cheers. Cheers. Yes.
Who don't know your name? Cheers. The great guesses in the midst of all that. Sam Mayday Malone was a former pitcher of the Boston Red Sox. Then he became an alcoholic, right? And then he washed out his career, opened the bar Cheers, and the greatest show perhaps of all time, some people say. All right, that was fantastic, by the way. It is whose turn, Chuck?
It's Kevin.
Kevin, here we go. Arthur Carlson. Arthur Carlson was the name of this boss. Well, Randy, you know a TV show had a boss named Arthur Carlson?
No way.
I'm going to even give you a massive hint, Randy. This show was about a radio station.
Okay, I remember a show about a radio station.
Yep.
Didn't Mary Tyler Moore work for the radio station?
She worked for a TV station.
Oh, TV. Yeah. Okay, that ain't the same. I don't know.
Blank in Cincinnati.
Sleeping in... No, that's Seattle. Cincinnati. I have none about Cincinnati. Wondered, became of me. I like this song.
It's a good song. 70s.
I've never heard this. I like this.
Cincinnati WKRP.
Okay, what show is this?
WKRP was the name of the show. No, in Cincinnati, no. WKRP in Cincinnati. As a radio gal, you should check it out.
I mean,
it's a little outdated, but what are you going to do? All right, end of round 2 of Millennial Match Game. Chuck, what is the score, my friend?
Kevin 4, Chris 3.
All right, 4-3. You're doing a good job. You're doing a good job, Chuck. We'll come back. Final segment of Millennial Match Game between Kevin and Chris. Mark Arum in for Eric Erickson on this pre-Thanksgiving edition of Atlanta's Evening News back after this. Final round of Millennial Match Game, brought to you as always by our buddies at Rocco's European Garage. Low-T Chuck, what's the score and who's up, buddy?
Kevin 4, Chris 3, and Chris is up.
Chris, here we go. TV Boss edition of Millennial Match Game. The Millennial in studio is the queen of Millennial Match Game, Randy Okray. Will Millennial Randy know a TV show at a boss named Captain Kirk? Captain Kirk, what do you think?
I'm going to say yes.
Fingers crossed. Captain Kirk, Randy, was the boss in what television
show?
No,
listen, I know this. I really do. Yeah. Captain Kirk.
Yeah.
It's not a cartoon?
I don't think so.
Captain Kirk.
It might have been made into a cartoon, but it was originally a live person.
A live person. I thought you were going to give me another hint than that.
Captain Kirk. So, Captain, what does that indicate
to you?
You
know, he's in a boat, pirate.
Yeah. So
I know. Gullah Island. You know, the dude with Mary Adams, or what's her name?
Gilligan's Island.
Gilligan's Island.
Only go where no man has gone before.
William Shatner is on his way to the station right now to firebomb us. Captain Kirk from Star Trek.
Oh!
Yes. Not the skipper from Gilligan's Island. They often get confused, the skipper and Captain Kirk. Oh, that's a fantastic answer. All right, that was Chris, right? It's Kevin's turn. Kevin, Boss Edition of Millennial Match Game. Randy, this is my favorite television show of all time. I'm not saying you're going to get it or you should get it, but just so you know, this is my favorite TV show of all time. The boss in this show was Al Swearengen. Al Swearengen. Will Millennial Randy know a TV show had a boss named Al Swearengen?
I don't think that she watched that show, although I thought it was a great show.
Oh,
so I'm
going
to go no.
Show. I love that show. Al Swearengen owned a saloon.
A saloon.
He owned a saloon.
Oh, Bonanza.
That's a great guess. That's a great guess. It's a modern day Bonanza, I guess you'd call it.
I don't know what that would be.
Deadwood on HBO.
Greatest show ever.
It's so good. Al Swearengen should have won all the Emmys. Yep. He got robbed every single year. Greatest acting performance in a...
What is it called?
Deadwood.
Deadwood, okay.
Do you have a DVR player?
I have a DVR.
Do you have a player?
Like, no.
Because I have the DVD set. Or DVD.
I actually don't have any of those things. I'm sorry.
All right. All right, that was Kevin's turn, right? And this is Chris's turn.
Yeah, we're at Chris.
Chris, this boss's name was Louis De Palma. Louis De Palma. Will Millennial Randy know a TV show starred a boss named Louis De Palma?
I'm gonna say no.
Yeah, when in doubt, the millennial doesn't know. This is an 80s, Louis. Late 70s, Louis De Palma.
Italian.
He's Italian.
Louis.
Short little guy. Short.
Oh, this is now. This is Taxi, ain't it? Hey, I knew it.
Wow.
Danny DeVito.
Yeah, exactly. Good job.
I watched that faithfully.
Now, what show did you think was kind of like this? Cheers, the Cheers intro?
Yeah, she thought Cheers.
You know that music sound kind of similar.
I bet it's the same composer. I bet the same composer did that. All right, that closes out Millennial Match Game. What is the final score, Chuck?
Kevin 5, Chris 4.
Oh, Kevin and Chris. The good news is, Chris, even though you lost, you didn't lose anything because I don't have any prizes to give away because this was an emergency show. Yeah. The sad part is that, Chris, Kevin, you should have won something, but you get nothing. So it's, you know.
Playing with you is... reward enough.
Yeah, you got to hang out with Randy on the radio. I mean, literally, dudes will pay thousands of dollars to do that.
Oh, my God.
Thank you so much, Kevin and Chris. You have a great Thanksgiving. Give all the best to your families and stay safe out there. Randy, so good to see you. Millennial Match Game. Tell your ma and your pawpaw going to Red Lobster that we said hello. Randy's podcast is Black, Educated, and Broke. And she's on the Power Pod. And tell us where we can find you on social media.
You can find me on Instagram at Randy O. That's R-A-N-D-I 3 0s.
There you
go. Letter O's.
Letter O's. I'll tweet it out. You'll find it. Coming up next after news, weather, and traffic, Chris Chandler's favorite actress of all time, the legendary Beverly D'Angelo. Show and a good Wednesday Eve to you. Mark Arum here, you there. It's 5:09, 9 minutes after 5 o'clock. Filling in for the conservative Viking, Eric Erickson. Actually, we're filling in for Georgia Bulldog basketball, which is supposed to be on right now. But coronavirus impacting the opposing team. So an emergency edition of the Mark Arum Show. We are happy to be here. I was mistaken, by the way. First off, that was a hilarious version of Millennial Match Game. Gosh darn it. That was fantastic. Randy was amazing. But I do have prizes to give away. So, yeah. So, Kevin and Chris, if you're still listening, call back now. Just Kevin and Chris. Don't fake this up. Listen.
Yeah, don't try to fake it.
Yeah. Kevin and Chris only. I do have prizes for you. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. So, Chuck, we'll get your info. We do have prizes. It's... Well, I can't tell you what the prize is yet. I'm going to tell you in just a second when we get this Beverly D'Angelo interview loaded up. But I didn't expect to see Chuck again before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I know.
I forgot to ask, what are you guys doing for Thanksgiving?
Nothing. Everybody bailed.
So what do you mean nothing? Like your wife left you? What do you mean?
No. All family members, some were traveling. And when the CDC came out with their guidelines, they decided to stay. And then some... other folks that were going to come actually came down with the Rona. They're not coming. So we're just like, you know what? I'll order pizza or something. So we're gonna do something later. When
Hot neighbor's not going to cook or anything.
No, that's my. She doesn't like Thanksgiving. She doesn't like the food.
Yeah.
So that's my domain.
All right.
I do all the cooking.
Okay.
She'll handle like the mashed potatoes and some stuff. Yeah. But yeah, I handle all of it.
It's weird that you met because like a lot of people in my circle now are coming down with coronavirus. Like thankfully, knock on wood, my parents are okay. But I know a lot of like my friends are starting to get it now.
Yep.
And it's hitting closer and closer to home. So please be safe out there. Well, I'm glad you're doing it. And you're just doing the family pod thing.
Yeah, just, you know, immediate family that we have here living with us, my mother-in-law, me, and the kids. And that's it.
All right.
Trying to eat a lot.
Everyone stay safe. I'm just doing a small lunch with Maya and her dad tomorrow.
Yeah, you're going to an undisclosed location.
Well, I'll tell you after.
Yeah, well.
I just don't want the paparazzi, Longoria.
I understand. You know, I understand. It's, you get hounded every day.
I get hounded every day. So we're still. I'm waiting for the upload of the interview with Beverly D'Angelo. I'll be there in a second. Doug, real quick, newlywed Doug Turnbull. Your wife is from Germany. Is this her first Thanksgiving in the United States or whatever?
No, she's actually been here for several years, but it's definitely more of an American thing than a German thing. So she's been to different Thanksgivings, but it'll be her second one with me.
All right, excellent. Congratulations, by the way, Doug. All right, without further ado, Beverly D'Angelo. Obviously, everyone very excited about Thanksgiving tomorrow, but I might be more excited about this Saturday. This Saturday at 8 p.m., streaming live, a virtual Christmas with the Griswolds, at evening with Chevy Chase and Beverly D'Angelo. Joining us on the Mark Arum Wright Show, the lovely, the talented Miss Beverly D'Angelo. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good. What a sweet little introduction. Now, you know, we are pre-recording this, so I am in bed. So if I sound like I'm certainly not half asleep, but I'm very relaxed.
I just assumed it was the normal sultry tones of your voice.
Well, no, it's more the yawn that's the giveaway.
So this Saturday, streaming live, a virtual Christmas with the Griswolds. Tickets on sale now at CobbEnergyCenter.com. What exactly can we expect this Saturday? What are we in store for?
You know, I can't wait. I don't know, but I know that what we want everybody to do is just join me and Chevy. Chevy and I always felt like our characters are really kind of based on the chemistry that we had together anyway. And so it's going to be a little reunion for Chevy and I, and it'll be like just, what can you expect? Just, you know, this is as close as we're going to come to being all in a room together at the same time. So you can expect whatever. I always look forward to seeing Chevy. We always have a good time together.
Unbelievable. The Christmas Vacation came out. It seems like it hasn't been that long, but 1989 was when that classic was released. That's a long time ago, Beverly.
It's the last century. And I've got to tell you something that makes me very nervous about that. It's like every once in a while when I think about it, I think, like, how disappointing is it for people that are big fans of that to see me now, because it's been so many years, plus COVID-19, and I'm self-conscious because I gained some weight.
Oh, listen.
Did you gain weight during this thing?
I gained about 22 pounds during COVID.
God, that's why I'm calling it the COVID-19. It's a nightmare. I mean, suddenly eating has become like it's an activity. I mean, I know what it always was anyway. I'm Italian. I'm an emotional eater. But at the same time, now it's like a thing to do. You know, it's like, well, I can take a walk. I can clean out this closet. I can, you know, organize the library. I can finish writing this thing I'm supposed to write. I can exercise. I can talk to a friend. I can make something to eat, or I can eat it.
Yeah, or I
even,
can eat.
Even getting takeout, that's a delivery. I can't talk right now. I have to order something.
Well, listen, a big bowl of bolognese is very comforting during these tough times. And I think the health professionals said, hey, it's fine. Just once the pandemic's over, just, you know, lose the COVID-19. You know, tomorrow, obviously, is a big eating day. And one of my favorite scenes in Christmas Vacation was the Jell-O with the cat food on top. One of many remarkable scenes from Christmas Vacation. You know, people, it must be tough, you know, because Christmas movies, you think about the classics like Miracle on 34th Street and It's a Wonderful Life. Were you guys worried in 89? Like, oh, you know, this is a Christmas movie. This is tough territory to do. Did you know you were going to have a lasting hit on your hands with Christmas Vacation?
No, I certainly didn't. I really didn't. I mean, and also because this whole concept of like franchises.
Yeah.
That, I mean, now, you know, well, of course, everything's changing now, but that whole concept of franchises is relatively recent. That's just kind of arrived, I'd say, in the past 10, 15 years, where someone would, you know, create what's called a tent post and kind of look at a film as the first of many that would be a blockbuster or something like that. So that idea, I mean, that idea of something recurring and playing over and over again was more of kind of television think. You know, like TV series would, you'd want it to run for years, and you'd revisit the same things over and over and over. But films, you know, have evolved, and certainly were considered like one-off events going back to the time when, you know, you saw a movie when it came out, or you never saw it again. you know, way before
way back
even VHS.
Yeah.
And, right. So I think the whole concept of entertainment has changed much without wanting to get too intellectual about it. The simple answer is I didn't have a clue.
Yeah.
But the more complicated answer was I don't think anybody could have envisioned
sure.
it. You know,
sure.
We just weren't thinking like that.
Beverly Angelo joining us on the Mark Arum Show, streaming live this Saturday, November 28th at 8 p.m., a virtual Christmas with the Griswolds. Tickets available online now, $25 per device, CobbEnergyCenter.com. Now, the original Vacation, the classic one, came out in 1983. Monster hit. I mean, just huge. How did you wind up with that Ellen Griswold role? How did you get cast in that?
Well, I had done Coal Miner's Daughter by Patsy Cline. I starred in a film called Hair. I was in Clint Eastwood's Every Which Way But Loose, and I'd even had enough time to be in a bomb. But this was all within a very short time period between 77 and 80, and 3 years. You know, things were just all happening. But I didn't really know what my direction was going to be because I was a singer. And was even thinking, well, maybe I'll just be a singer. I didn't know how permanent the acting stuff was going to be because I'd kind of backed into it. I hadn't really sought it. I'd backed into it. I'd been on a Broadway show and just got cast anyway. So when this came up, you know, I was 29, and I had just gotten married, and the role was a mother of teenagers, and the aunt dies, and there's a dog, and, you know, there's a rule of thumb, you know, when you're young, like, don't do a movie with kids or animals.
Animals.
You know, because they steal a scene. But, so I didn't get it, but I even said to my agent, I made a suggestion. I told him to send a friend of mine in for a meeting that maybe she'd be good for it. But my husband read the script, and he said, "But Beverly, look, this is so funny. Look at this cousin Eddie. He's hilarious. Come on, we do this." And the thing is, we shot on location. So we just traveled around the country making that first one. And talk about not really anticipating what was to come. As I said, I'd married an Italian. I was living in Italy, and I got a phone call from my friend who said, "Do you know you're in the number one movie this weekend?" And I went, "What?
Wow."
Yes. I was so oblivious, you know, to what was going on with it.
What an amazing launch of what had been a great career. And you mentioned The Coal Miner's Daughter. And first off, I need to apologize to my listeners because, ironically, yesterday we were talking about Coal Miner's Daughter on the show, and I did your rendition of Patsy Cline's Crazy, and I sang it on the air, not knowing that I'd be talking to you today.
It?
I did. I swear to you, Beverly, is one of my favorite movies of all time, and I mean, I'm from Connecticut, not really a big country music fan, but Patsy Cline and your rendition, Crazy. Bum, 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 bum.
Sing it.
I can't do it to my listeners twice in a row, but kudos on that. And
you can't do it to your singers.
That was
you can't do it to your listeners.
No, I put them through. I raked them over the coals yesterday with my rendition. I'm so
that's hilarious.
Yeah, but that was. I mean, everything you're in is fantastic. I don't mean to blow smoke, but you are just amazing. I'm so happy you joined us. You are welcome back anytime, but I just want to give the plug one more time for a virtual Christmas with the Griswolds and evening with Chevy Chase and Beverly D'Angelo, streaming live this Saturday, November 28th at 8 p.m. I will be there. You can, too, if you get your tickets right now, CobbEnergyCenter.com. Beverly, thank you so much for your time.
Hey, thank you. Keep singing.
Thank you so much. Have a happy Thanksgiving. So those are the... Thank you, Beverly D'Angelo. Amazing. We have two more of those virtual Christmas vacation things to give away for the prizes. So let's open up the contest line real quick, Chuck. 404-741-0750 if you want to watch the Griswold Christmas this Saturday. 404-741-0750. Mark Arum in for Erickson. Back after this. I wanted to ask Beverly which of the vacation movies was her favorite. I don't know if that was too personal. It's kind of like asking you, Longoria, which daughter is your favorite? I guess you...
Right.
What of the vacation movies do you like the most, though? Rank them 1 to 4. Regular, European, Christmas, and Vegas.
Vegas is last.
Really?
Yeah, the original's first. Christmas is second, and Europe is third.
Really?
Yeah. I don't like Vegas.
Vegas was, they finally had a hot Audrey in Vegas.
Yeah, I guess. I don't even know if I've watched.
And Papadopoulos, Vegas. Mr. Papadopoulos. Oh, what, like Vegas,
no,
is classic.
Mr. Papa Giorgio.
Mr. Papa Giorgio, yeah. The European one was the worst.
Yeah, you didn't like
that's
that one?
The one, no. I watched the least.
There were boobs in that one, though. That,
yeah, that's probably German. I mean, it was right around, I was, you know, 10, 11. So that was probably why I ranked it so high.
But that Russ was awful. And the girl that played Audrey, I think she passed on. I'm not going to say anything bad about her. But to me, European is the last. The original is number one.
Christmas Vacation, I think, is. I think the Christmas one's number one for me.
Yeah. Oh, well, before the original.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Just because I've seen it more and I used to watch it with my grandfather all the time. And so. If you had to pick, if I have to watch one of them, I'm watching Christmas.
I guess it'd be time of the year. Like right now, I want to watch Christmas Vacation.
I watch it all year round.
In the middle of the summer, it might be. Europe, to me, Europe is the worst, though. I can't I can't maybe do 1, 2, 3 right now off the top of my head. But I know number 4 is European Vacation. Just the pig in the poke. I mean, it's, they kind of mailed it in. They stepped it up, though, for the rest of them. And then did you see the reboot? With Andy from The Office?
It was okay.
Yeah, it was good. But she was in there with Chevy Chase.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Okay. Speaking of good stuff, the holiday season is here, and it's the start of the 30th annual and first ever virtual Clark's Christmas Kids. Help WSB's Clark Howard fill the Christmas wish list of every child in Georgia and Georgia's foster care system. Go to WSBRadio.com, pick up a child's wish list, and buy his or her presents right there online from the safety of your own home, and we will take care of the rest. So that's good stuff. Clark is going to make sure we get things done for the kids, even though we're in the middle of a pandemic. When we come back after news, weather, and traffic, it's Johnny Kilbasa with the Fast Food Review. I got some fast food stories we'll sprinkle in there as well. But a poll of 2,000 adults said they expect to gain weight over the holidays. 52% say they're using the holiday season as an excuse to postpone any positive health changes. That's me. 42% say they're planning to break their diet and expect to gain 7 pounds by the time the holidays are over. I guess Longoria's losing all the weight and you're throwing it to me.
Yeah, I'm giving it to you. You can have all my weight.
I talked to Maya yesterday. I'm like, all right, after Thanksgiving, I'm going on lockdown diet till Christmas. Like, I'm just going to go hardcore, cleanse fast, because I'm plumped up like a Thanksgiving turkey.
Yeah.
Chris Chandler standing by at the ready with news, weather, and traffic. We'll come back. Johnny Kilbasa with a fast food review. Airman for Erickson on 95.5 WSB.
Hey, this is Rosie Perez, and you're listening to The Mark Arum Show. We used to be
number 10. Now we. Special emergency edition of The Mark Arum Show with the bananas. Most of the bananas here. I didn't do the whole full recap. Let's do the whole full recap. Deborah Green is down the studio doing another job because she wasn't scheduled, because we weren't scheduled to be on here. Longoria is back behind the takeout window. He's the stoic Eskimo. Low T Chuck.
Low
made
T.
it in. On. I mean, Longoria's jaw dropped when I said, yeah, Chuck's coming in.
He was shocked.
Chuck's coming in. Yeah. So anyway, we're filling in for Eric. And then you can hear my show normally 6 to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday. Shelly, Winter, Milani Kai are filling in at 6 to 8. And then I am off Thursday and Friday for the evening show. I'll be doing traffic in the mornings on Channel 2. But then on Monday, we're back to the normal show. Are they doing any best ofs? Do we know?
Yes, you're having two best ofs tomorrow and I believe Friday.
All right, so you'll get a little sample of the bananas coming up. We're going to sample some fast food news in just a second, but Russ joins us in Gainesville.
Russ, come here a minute. I want to talk to you.
Russ, happy early Thanksgiving, buddy. What's going on?
Oh, thanks, buddy. You know, Beverly D'Angelo had twins at 49 years old.
You know, I wish you had told me that yesterday. I would have brought it up.
Well, you know who the father was, right?
Robert De Niro. No, Al Pacino. One or the other. Yeah. I think it was in vitro. Yeah. They did the in vitro thing.
I don't know what that is.
In vitro fertilization? That's your homework for the weekend.
Okay,
learn that.
And I didn't even mention, play the Russ in Gainesville sounder again. I didn't even
Russ,
have a chance to mention that.
Come here a minute. I want to talk to you.
We play a clip of Vacation every time Russ calls. So, yeah, next time I'll bring that up, Russ.
Okay. Yeah, my favorite one, too, was the Vegas one, because my dad was friends with Wayne Newton. So, you know, we knew him, so that's why I like it the best.
Well, I think Vegas is fantastic. The kid that played Russ in the Vegas Vacation is from Atlanta.
Oh, really?
I think his name is Ethan. I think it was Ethan, and he's in Atlanta. So we're going to try to get him on the show. But anyway, Russ, we got to run because we got to check traffic and weather. But listen, have a safe Thanksgiving, buddy.
You too, Mark. Thanks a lot.
All right. Because of the clock, do I go to traffic now, or can we get Johnny on real quick?
You can get Johnny on.
All right, let's do Johnny Kielbasa with a fast food review.
And now, on the Mark Arum Show, it's time for the fast food review.
Yeah, yeah.
Joining us live on the greasy and very apparently salty hotline from parts unknown, height unknown, weight unknown, Johnny Kielbasa and the ever so popular fast food review. What's going on, Johnny K?
Not much, Mark Arum. I saw the big French fry sign reflecting off the clouds, and I came straight to the computer to talk to you. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Johnny Kielbasa, with an emergency edition of the Fast Food Review. What's on the menu tonight, Johnny K?
So if you're in an emergency, let's just throw it around here. What's going on for Thanksgiving for the fast food astronauts out there? Of course, if you're looking for something where you don't want to cook, you've got options at Boston Market. They've got all sorts of Thanksgiving stuff going on there. Of course, your buddies over at Piccadilly, they've got a $14.99 Thanksgiving platter that would be good enough for anybody. If you're sick of everything by now and you want to just get off the turkey, Buffalo Wild Wings has a special 2020 bundle. And sorry, my oven timer's going off. I've got some hard-boiled eggs going on there, Mark.
You know what we call that, Johnny K? In radio, we call that nat sound, natural sound. So that's fine.
Making the seven-layer salad for tomorrow. If you want the recipe, hit me on Twitter. Buffalo Wild Wings 2020 wing bundle for $40 just tonight. 20 traditional wings, 20 boneless wings, and some fries to go along with it.
Wow.
So there you go. And of course, as we talked about the other day, Popeyes has a turkey. They're teaming up with Uber, and they'll bring you an 8-piece box and a special turkey-shaped helmet platter that you can use as a helmet after you're done eating that. So, and if you spend $20 with them, they'll throw in a chicken sandwich just for good measure. And of course, all the big fast food people will be open tomorrow, so you don't have to worry if grandma burns the chicken or the turkey.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be a weird Thanksgiving, right? The big family gatherings probably aren't going to happen. Less people are traveling. And a lot of people, like, that's what Maya said. She's like, it's just me, her, and her dad. She's like, do you really want to make the whole turkey Thanksgiving dinner for just three people?
And your answer should have been yes.
No, I don't want her to have to go through all that aggravation, and then I got to do the dishes. I don't want, let's just...
You don't do dishes. Come on now.
No, you're right.
So that's more about you than her.
Well, I know. Longoria's right. I don't do the dishes. I was fibbing for radio. Johnny K, listen, you stepped up. I said I needed a pinch hitter on the special emergency edition of the Mark Arum Show. You came through in the clutch with a Thanksgiving-themed fast food review. We appreciate you as always, and
ripping them into the power alleys in the bottom of the eighth for Mark Arum anytime. If the cholesterol's high, baby, so am I. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram and listen to a whole weekend of Thanksgiving weekend content on the Sausage Hut Podcast on any pod app or johnnykielbasa.turkey,
all things Kielbasa on johnnykielbasa.com. Appreciate you, bruh.
Anytime, bro.
All right. I really appreciate that timer going off in the background. That was fantastic.
That was killing me.
Longoria, you used to live out west. Are you a fan of the In-N-Out burger chain?
Yes. I do like it. Yes.
All right.
Not better than Whataburger, but yes.
But you appreciate that.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good burger. Chuck, have you ever been to In-N-Out Burger? All those trips you used to take to Vegas with Erickson, I'm sure you went to In-N-Out.
I actually have not ever been to In-N-Out.
Really? Nope. It's very, very good.
Everybody says that. I've never... Everywhere I am, there's other eating things that are on a bucket list.
Sure. It's definitely worth doing if you see one. It's a very small menu. Like
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, it's very limited, but it is delicious. So they finally opened one in Colorado, apparently, in Aurora, Colorado.
Okay.
And... the line to get around it apparently was a 12-hour wait.
What? No, come on.
Yeah. The In-N-Out Burger's it's all West Coast. So,
right.
And I would say majority of the listeners have never had one, unless you've been to L.A. or Vegas. You've never had an In-N-Out Burger, but their fans are fanatical, obviously.
Sure that's not just a bunch of stoners from California that wanted to sit
Colorado.
For 12 hours?
Colorado.
No, but they moved from California to Colorado, because why would any Colorado person stand for 12 hours?
They were giving something away free, I think, also.
There has to be something else. There's no one standing there for a burger.
The first 14 people in line got free things for a year or whatever. After that, so
yeah, that line was long. I saw that.
It wrapped.
No
so
kidding.
Picture it was at a mall. They opened it at a mall. So picture, I don't know, what your favorite mall is, a Mall of Georgia perimeter mall, whatever. The line for people to get in wrapped around the mall twice. The line, 14-hour wait to get an In-N-Out burger. They're delicious. I'm not waiting more than 4 minutes.
Yeah.
No.
But
I wouldn't wait 14 hours for a Whataburger.
Insane. Yeah, they sold 60,000 burgers. They estimated the line was between a mile and a half and 2 miles long.
Oh, I would hate to be the workers there.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine?
How many people quit on that first
day? Oh, yeah. They're like, I'm out.
All right. We're going to come back. One segment to go of the emergency edition of the Mark Arab Show, the travel holiday pre-Thanksgiving edition of Atlanta's Evening News continues next. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK, on Twitter and Instagram, at Mark Arum. Back after this. Final segment of Atlanta's Evening News, with you till 6, and then Shelley Milani standing by from 6 to 8 p.m., waiting in the wings. Thanks for coming in. Longo was here anyway, right? You were here anyway?
Yeah, I was going to get off at 6 anyway.
Real quick, so Black Friday shopping, right? Here's a reminder, don't blow your wad on fancy stuff, because eventually fancy stuff becomes obsolete. You ready, Longoria?
Okay.
Items that are objects that are now obsolete, that were once really, really big. All right.
Big items, yeah.
Alarm clocks.
Okay, okay.
Everyone's got an alarm on their phone, right? I still have an alarm clock I use.
Do you really?
Yeah. As it's a backup to my phone alarm.
Yeah.
Encyclopedias. That used to be huge. Like,
oh,
if you didn't have an encyclopedia when you were in school, you couldn't do anything. Like, you that was like Google. Like, you had to do a paper.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I hated that.
Yeah.
My grandfather had the encyclopedias, all of them.
Film for cameras, obsolete. Mm-hmm. These are all things that were huge bestsellers at one point, now obsolete. Fax machines. We still have them here.
Yeah, we do.
But they're combo copier, fax machine, scanner kind of things. Slide projectors. You remember those in school?
Mm, yeah.
Those don't you don't have to, you know, you don't have to.
I like that one.
You don't have to fake it, Longoria.
Great.
Card catalogs, landlines, phone landlines, phone booths, phone books, all those things obsolete. Punch cards, obsolete. This is something that hurts me. Highway maps. I used to keep maps in my car, a big old map book.
I still have one.
Do you still have one?
I still have the book, each state.
Is it, you have a Montana one?
Oh, yeah. And I used to highlight all the roads that I had driven.
Well, that's like six in the whole state.
No,
so.
But I mean, like when we used to travel outside. But yes, you're right. I pretty much covered the entire state.
But I always had a big map book. I had the tri-state area map book, Connecticut, New Jersey, New York, because before GPS, you had to know where you're going. Those are gone. Bench seats in cars, obsolete. Rotary telephones. Car ashtrays.
Yeah.
Obsolete. And airplanes.
I still have one, but it's just for change now.
Yeah.
It's useless.
Well, mine is, it's not an ashtray.
Some of the newer ones don't even have a lighter.
No.
Either.
They have the thing. No.
They're just plug-ins for your phone now.
For your phone now. Exactly right. Vinyl albums. They're not going to come back, though. Yeah. Pagers. We were talking about pagers the other day. 8-tracks, obsolete. Console TV. What is that? Oh, it's like the piece of furniture TV.
Yeah.
Oh,
like
the big
honking console.
Heavy.
Overhead projectors. I loved when you go into class and you'd have the overhead projector out there. It's like, oh, perfect. Yep. No quiz or anything today. Teacher's slacking off. Going to use that overhead projector and teach us some stuff. Answering machines. Man, in the 80s, whoever was owning those companies, rolling in it, right? Yep. Everybody had an answering machine.
Regular?
You can't buy them right now, right? There's no way you can even buy one.
I don't even know where you would go.
Who even has a landline anymore?
Like some people.
Some old people.
My parents do.
So do mine. Old people.
And it's great. They got this thing where you call up and it's like, it tells you who's calling.
Yeah.
Like in this computerized voice, this woman's voice is like, call from Andrew Longoria.
And it's
call from Andrew Longoria.
But you know that's not how it would pronounce it.
No.
It always
be like Longoria.
Yeah, it butchers names.
Angoria.
Yeah.
Call from Angoria. 1-900 numbers.
I forgot about those.
How are you coping without the 900 numbers?
Well, you know, there's internet now.
All right, yeah, so. You good?
Yeah.
You see the pictures.
Polaroid cameras. Those were
Polaroids.
Cool. Yeah, the instant photos.
You can still buy them. They're kind of expensive.
I would imagine.
They got like mini ones now.
Yeah, they're like $100 though.
This one's sad for Clark Howard. Calculator watches.
Oh,
They're now obsolete. VHS, the Walkman, floppy disks. Compact discs and the old dial-up modem. technologies that are now obsolete. So think about that before we spend a ton of stuff this Black Friday on stuff that eventually might be obsolete. Do you know what's not obsolete? Star of the show. Hell yeah.
And now, are you guys ready for the Mark Arum Star of the Show?
Randy's guesses on the Cheers in Millennial Match Game. Taxi, Mary Tyler Moore. Fantastic. Randy, the queen of Millennial Match Game, always our favorite. She is our star of the show. All right, so I'm off tomorrow and Friday, but Best Ofs will be playing. And then a full slate of shows back Monday. Eric's back. I'm back. Everybody's back. We will continue the conversation on Twitter and Instagram at Mark Arum. Facebook, Mark Arum WSB. Coming up next, it's Word on the Street with Milani, Kai, and Shelley Winter. In the meantime, though, go to sleep, little baby, and happy Thanksgiving. Be safe, everybody.
Don't you weep, pretty baby.
Guests of the Mark Arum Show stay at the All Suite Omni Hotel, located in the heart of Chicago's Magnificent Mile.
With Chime's secure credit card, you can start improving your credit scores with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments. Get started at Chime.com/build. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A., members FDIC. Results may vary. See Chime.com for details. Terms and conditions apply. Go to Chime.com/disclosures for details.